Shoftim Perakei is the famous Shira of Devorah that was sung immediately following the victory over the Canaanim, a permanent victory over the Canaanim who had desecrated Hashem's name, who would never again rise up against Klal Yisrael. After all the statements in the Chamishchum Shei Torah about getting rid of the Canaanim, this is a huge moment, and they were defeated at the hands of two women, making it even greater and making it that much more appropriate that this is called Shiras Devorah, which we sing every year on the week that we do Parshas Beshalach. This is the Haftorah, Parshas Beshalach being the famous Shira after the Yam Suf. This is the sixth of 10 Shiros. Only 9 are recorded, with the 10th one, the Mechilta, telling us being at the Zman HaMashiach in the future when that day comes, B'mheiro v'yomenu. Devorah's Shira was sung on that day. As the pasuk says, Vatoshar Devorah Uvarach ben Abinoam, Bayom Hahu Lemor. And so Devorah sang, and Barak ben Abinoam, on that day, saying. That day was the day the Medrash in Koheles Rabbah explains how HaKadosh Baruch Hu extended the day and made it longer, and 6 different Nisim took place, each of which could have taken several days. This was the day that Klal Yisrael came to Devorah crying out about how the Canaanim were oppressing them. Number 2, Devorah sent for Barak to come and meet her, and he arrived immediately. Number 3, Barak sent for the great men of Naphtali and Zebulun to join him for war, and that didn't take any time at all. They came that day too. Number 4, they went to war with the Canaanim. They won. Number 5, Sisera was killed. Number 6, Klal Yisrael divided up the spoils of war. All of this happening in one day is practically unthinkable, temporally speaking. So it was a huge, incredible miracle by Yom Ahu that day. And it is also pointed out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it happen in such a way that it seemed like Klal Yisrael did it all themselves and could take all the credit, which of course Devorah and Klal Yisrael knew very well was not the case. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's victory. 10,000 over several 100,000 is not something that would normally happen k'derech hateva. This Shira is written in the style of the Shiros, brick by brick, as they call it, where you have the spaces offset in the Ksav. I have been privileged enough to lane this from a klop several years running, and I can testify that it is written traditionally the same way as we are all familiar with the way the Shiras Moshe looks in the Sefer Torah and Parshas Beshalach. So it's written as a Shira, it's recorded as a Shira, it's considered to be a Shira, and it is one of the great Shiros of how things are done. Actually, what's interesting is that in the Megillas Esther, the 10 sons of Haman, the list of them is actually written in Shira form as well, and that is also considered one of the 9 Shiros out there, is the great victory of Klal Yisrael over their evil enemies, who sought only the oppression of the Jews, but also the degradation, chas v'shalom, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, the first part of the Shira, Psukim Beis and Gimel, Devorah is praising the awakening of the nation towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in the meantime says that the victory doesn't belong to Klal Yisrael, the victory belongs to Hashem. So, Pasuk Beis, Befroa pira os b'Yisrael. When there were outbreaks, when there were breakthroughs against the Jews. The Mitzvot David is the one who says specifically, where it would seem to be that Klal Yisrael is going to have victory against those breakings through. Rashi says Piraos means Pirzos, breaking through a fence or a wall, as it were. Surely building a wall would mean there would be no breaking through it, but occasionally there's Pirzos Hageder. And so in this case, when breaks were made through towards Klal Yisrael, behisna dave but the people made an adava, the people volunteered to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hu Hashem, bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the idea here is that the breaks through are violations of the laws of the Torah, as in, Befro Paraos Bi Yisrael, one pshat is the Mayim Lois brings down, that Klal Yisrael themselves were causing outbreaks. We were breaking and violating the laws of the Torah. And that's where our trouble begins. But we finally realize that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who we always have to turn to in our times of trouble. And so, bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another explanation of Paraos means vengeance, according to some. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes vengeance on the Knanim. In this case, the Piraos, like Piraon, repayment. In Gemara Sanhedrin, constant discussions of Misha Para. He who demanded repayment from the Dor HaMabul will also demand repayment from people who sin on a relatively frequent basis in various ways. So in that case, the subject is not Klal Yisrael, but of the idolaters who were causing trouble and becoming wild against Klal Yisrael. The volunteering may refer to volunteering to join the army, may refer simply to volunteer their hearts, as it were, back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that their faith is not lost. And the Shira continues, Pasuk Gimel, Shimu Melachim Ha'azinu Roznim, listen, O kings. When kings of other nations are victorious, they take all the credit themselves. So this is an important moment where we say the credit doesn't go to the generals or the kings. The credit goes to the King of Kings, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Shimu Melachim Hazinu Roznim, give ear, rulers. So not necessarily a king, but anybody who has command of large groups of men. Anochi LaHashem Anochi Ashira. Says Devorah, to the Lord I will sing. I will sing Azamer LaHashem to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elokei Yisrael, the God of Israel. So there are differences, there are gradations in terms of the word Shira versus Zemer. The Malbim says that the Zemer is a higher Madrega than a Shir. A Shir is a great song of victory. A Zemer adds upon it, that is, Miyuchad Ma Shemeshabeach Es Hashem Al Yonam Hashkochayim. Onisim v'chedome. A zemer goes on miracles and on tremendous hashkacha pratis, as we would call it. And so all of this is even a higher level than a shira. And says Devorah, we do both of these. And so there are various shilas from a few of the mefarshim that ask, how could a woman therefore sing zemer and shira if, after all, kol isha is always a problem, and here the entire nation of males as well as females is listening. And so they say this moment after a huge victory over the Knanim was not one that required, that would bring about any kind of wrong thoughts. This is a moment not for sinful thoughts, but of only thoughts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the great accomplishments of salvation of Klal Yisrael. So there was no fear of that. One Mefarash does say that there had to be some mansplaining going on. Sorry, pardon me. But the idea that it says Devorah and Barak sang, so he suggests that Barak did the singing and Devorah did the prophesying to Barak, who then broadcast it afterwards. But that's one particular das. Most people suggest that Devorah herself is doing the Shira, much like Miriam by the Shira Sayyam, the same way, where she led the woman out, Besupim Uvim Cholos. And it's never questioned as somehow being inappropriate or being wrong. There was tremendous Shira to be done and tremendous thanks for salvation that goes directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's interesting that Devorah is the one who chooses to make sure to honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu worrying about his own honor. He lets the idolaters blaspheme all they want, Chilul Hashem, by people who are unworthy, and yet he lets it go and then saves Klal Yisrael, and it's we who volunteer the praise of him for that, rather than the human kings who praise themselves every chance they get, most often when they are not deserving of it.